May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Yesterday, I participated in the ordination by Bishop Doug Hahn of Shana Telslov to the Sacred Order of Priests at Emmanuel Church in Winchester. At one level, the ordination of a priest with the gathering of parishioners, clergy, and leadership of the diocese, and our bishop ordaining and celebrating is a liturgy of hope. For not only is one being made a priest in Christ's one holy Catholic Church, the candidate is also being surrounded by our prayers for the hope of what her ministry to the Church and to the people of God whom she serves may become. The bishop prayed, "May she exalt you, O Lord, in the midst of your people. Offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you. Boldly proclaim the gospel of salvation and rightly administer the sacraments of the new covenant. Make her a faithful pastor, a patient teacher, and a wise counselor. Grant that in all things she may serve without reproach." There is a great deal of hope in these words. Imagine with me that as Mary and Joseph carried their infant Jesus into the temple for his presentation and purification according to the law of Moses, they too possessed great hope in their hearts for what their son would one day be and accomplish to fulfill God's plan for the salvation of the world. Hope was whispering in the air all around them, and it was a righteous man named Simeon who so eloquently put this hope into words. "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel." We are a people of God born for hope. Hope was born the first day the first human beings discovered the first bridge and decided not to jump off the bridge in despair, but to cross it. These are not my words. These are the words of priest and theologian Henry Nouwen, and point in a very basic way to the Christian view of life and the world. I still at times become very discouraged. Discouraged by the way in which people treat one another in our nation and world, and especially bad behavior that happens at times within the church. But what keeps me going is the profound belief that because of hope instilled by God within each of us, it can be different. I believe that hope is an inner dynamic instilled by God within you that has the ability to guide you through the most difficult problems, illnesses, sadness, to the place of solutions, encouragements, joy, and hope. And hope. Hope is to know that through your birth and holy baptism, God has called you into a lifelong relationship with his triune nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that relationship are one of hope-filled possibilities. You know, the cross, originally a symbol in Roman times of execution and death, was transformed into our symbol of hope through Christ's life, death, and resurrection. The cross is the ultimate symbol of hope to which we cling, because we know that through it, God, not our circumstances, has the final word. Hope can be hard for you, in particular, and in particular for our children and grandchildren to understand and experience in today's culture. As we live in this 21st century, the desires of our culture continue to be ones where instant gratification and answers is quite normative. We want instant communication. We want people to instantly respond. We want instant results from modern medicine, instant pounds lost from the latest fad diet, instant buying power through credit, just a click away, instant satisfaction from our relationships and plans, essentially instant everything. Through social media, we can instantly share with the world our feelings and experiences, often to the detriment of really experiencing them and living in the moment. Just go and experience any major event in society or the world, and you will see most people holding up their iPhones or their Androids or whatever, and recording and photographing, taking a selfie, rather than saying, look where we are in this moment. However, for the Christian, at the very heart of hope is also the condition of waiting. Hoping as Christians is different from the world's understanding. When you hope in faith, you do so knowing that it involves the patience to abide with Christ Jesus. This is the waiting we saw from the moment that Mary was told by the angel Gabriel that she was to bear the Son of God. This is the waiting that Mary and Joseph lived as they walked through the temple doors and presented their son at that temple, knowing that God's plans would be revealed over time. It was 30 years before God would begin the ministry of Jesus Christ in his son. And their future, I'm sure at times, felt very uncertain. One of my favorite movies is The Shawshank Redemption. Not sure if you've seen it. If you haven't, it's on Netflix, it's in the stores, and it plays on regular television as well. It's a long movie that's worth watching because it is a study in waiting with radical hope. Shawshank Prison was a very hard prison for the worst criminals, in which we find the character Red, an African-American, now old in years, who has spent his lifetime at Shawshank for a murder he did commit when he was young and foolish and did something that he regretted for the rest of his life. Well, Red befriends Andy Dufresne, who has been sentenced for 2 life terms for murders which he actually did not commit. He's a bright man, and he and Red become friends. And yet everything at Shawshank Prison was aimed at destroying one's humanity and crushing one's hope. And yet throughout, Andy somehow hangs on to hope. After some 2 years of Andy's unanswered weekly letters to the state legislature requesting books for the prison library, a great shipment of used books and vinyl records arrive in the warden's office. Andy is so taken with the shipment that he locks out the warden and plays a portion of The Marriage of Figaro over the prison loudspeaker system. The prisoners had not heard music at all, any music, since their incarceration. And as the music plays, the camera pans all over the prison system, and you see the inmates literally stopping where they are and looking up toward the heavens, motionless, with smiles in their eyes and on their faces, because you see, hope had finally broken in. The narrator delivers one of the great lines in the movie about the character Red. Hoping against hope, he believed. Hoping against hope, he believed. God has placed in your heart a hope that cannot be taken away by any person or circumstance. Live out and share this hope with others who feel hopeless or may be searching for hope in all the wrong places. We must believe that through our difficult times, we are able to wait in hope because of our relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. It is with this hope that Mary and Jesus presented their son in the temple. It is with this hope that Simeon and Anna spoke those beautiful words when they met the infant Jesus. It was with hope that yesterday our bishop ordained a new priest in the Episcopal Church. And it is with hope that in just minutes we will once again come forward and hold out our hands to receive the body and blood of Christ into our very beings and into our lives. Be empowered to live and go forth in the hope of Jesus. And let this community of faith ask how we may better share this hope of Christ with all to whom we minister and encounter. Amen.